Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. As regular listeners know, we provide a mixture of music and chat on a wide range of themes. But just for a change, let's focus on one very special singer-songwriter. I think that over the past 300 Holy Half Hours, I've used his music more than any other artist. He's my top of the pops, and I hope you like him too. Michael has an amazing range of voice and can sound like different people in different songs. He writes his own material and he accompanies himself on guitar. That's both 6 and 12 string acoustic guitars. Also on banjo, mandolin and keyboards. So even though it's all the same guy, this will still be a very varied selection of songs. So here's a sample of Michael Card to whet your appetite.
So I can see all the ways you dwell in us, that you're all. heart I see the mystery of eternity, who lives inside of me. In stillness and simplicity, I hear the Spirit silently, that you, O Lord, are close to me. In stillness and simplicity, you're the word who must be heard by those who listen quietly. Is the reason we're not still to hear you speak because we don't believe you will? In stillness and simplicity, I lose myself in finding thee. O Lord, you mean so much to me. In stillness and simplicity.
Michael Card is an American Christian singer-songwriter. He began writing songs while attending Western Kentucky University. He was asked by Dr. Bill Lane, the pastor of a small congregation of both black and white people, to write a song for the congregation based on the sermon for the week. Quite a challenge. So the minister gave him the 3 points of his sermon, and Michael composed 2 verses and a chorus to match, week in, week out. One Sunday morning, Michael was listening to the Reverend Dr. Lane speaking about the Apostles' Creed. That's one of the earliest and longest-lasting short statements of the Christian faith. It's what we often recite in churches around the world. Michael scribbled some words on the back of his bulletin, or order of service. He wrote, "I have decided I'm going to live like I believe the things I say I believe." The words became this next song, "I Have Decided." As a minister, I feel very strongly that we should all really believe what we claim we believe. All too often I've seen people in crises get a shock and have to confess to me, "I thought I believed it, but at the moment I'm not sure anymore." Sometimes life forces us to take out our long-held beliefs and test whether they are still working.
I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer, turn my back on the deceiver, gonna live.
This first song became the foundation for Michael Card's life and ministry. It was followed by El Shaddai, which is a Hebrew name for God. This is one of his most popular songs.
I Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. You saved the son of Abraham, and by the power of your hand, turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children.
Michael Card says of songwriting, composing a song is a mystery. A person can only speak from the overflow of his heart. Michael exudes love and faith and devotion, and anyone can tell that he is singing from the heart. Listen to this.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you. I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. Understand it all, just believe it's true. He'll take away your old heart, give you one that's new. You feel the walls come down as his love comes breaking through. Jesus loves me, this I know.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour here on 3PFM as we celebrate the famous American Christian singer-songwriter Michael Card. In a career of 34 years now, he has produced 37 albums and written 25 books, many of them award-winning. He's hosted a radio programme and written for a wide range of magazines. He's sold over 4 million albums and written 20 number one hits in Christian music. All this is surprising when you consider that it was his life's aim to simply and quietly teach the Bible. He teaches through songs and through books. He's learned a lot himself from distinguished theologians and musicians. At Western Kentucky University, he graduated twice, with a bachelor and then a master degree in biblical studies. Besides that, he has honorary PhD doctorates in music and in Christian education from Whitfield Seminary and Philadelphia Biblical University. You can hear the scholarship in all his songs, including this next one. This is the story of God's holy prophet Hosea and his wife Gomer. God told him to marry her, but she would be unfaithful to him, and that would be a living sermon to all the Israelites of how unfaithful they had been to their God. Both Hosea and God remained faithful to their unfaithful partners. Nowadays, Michael Card lives in Franklin, Tennessee, in the USA, where with a close group of friends he pursues racial reconciliation and neighborhood renewal. He's very passionate about living together in close community and harmony, as this song about communion shows. Michael Card is appropriately named Card when it comes to Christmas. He's a musical Christmas card passing on the good news of Christmas, or to give it the big theological term, the Incarnation. Here's a sample of his Christmas Incarnation songs.
A sign shall be given, a virgin will conceive, a human baby bearing.
Michael Card has written songs tracing the whole life of Jesus, collated in a two-disc set entitled The Life. And here are some songs from it.
The Nazarene had come to live the life of every man, and he felt the fascination of the stars. And as he wandered through this weary world, he wondered and he wept, for there were so few who listened to his call. He came, he saw, he surrendered all, so that we might be born again. And the fact of his humanity was there for all to see, for he was unlike any other man, and yet so much like me. The gentle healer came into our town today. He touched blind eyes and their darkness left to stay. But more than the blindness, he took their sins away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word that was all he had to say. And the one who had died just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. Why did it have to be a friend who chose to betray the Lord? And why did he use a kiss to show them that's not what a kiss is for? Only a friend can betray a friend. A stranger has nothing to gain. And only a friend comes close enough to ever cause so much pain. And why did it have to be a heavy cross he was made to bear? And why did they nail his feet and hands? His love would have held him there. Steal every heart away. Yes, Jesus had come into the world to steal every heart away.
Well, our holy half hour is nearly up, so I leave you with Michael Card's last word, the climax of all that he ever wrote and sang. He has spent his whole life trying to tell other people that our God Jesus really loves us. He would say to you now, you can forget everything else, but always remember this, that Jesus loves you, always has, always will. Bye for now.
Don't you know there's a place in the middle of your heart, an empty place that only Christ can fill? And if you bow your knee to Jesus and claim him as your Lord, don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know that he cares? Don't you know that past. He's waiting and he's calling to you still. He only wants to love you and hold you in his arms. And don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know?